Okay, I want to dedicate the shiur this evening to Zecher Nishmas Yaakov Yitzchak Menachem Dov. My grandfather's yurtzeit is coming up this week. Great zchus to learn not only Torah, but Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Not only regular Torah, but Torah's Eretz Yisrael with Shana Bet. Choshev Azach. So I wanted to relate this class. As you guys know, unfortunately I wasn't here last week or the week before, so we already did our, this would be the normal week. Last week we would have done the Thanksgiving share, which we did 2 weeks ago, if you remember. So this skipped in somewhere in between.
What?
This skipped somewhere in between, and that is, of course, as we see in this week's parasha, certainly in last week's parasha, the names are extremely important. We see in this coming week's parasha, we have the name, of course, the changing of the name of Yaakov to Yisrael, and we see a lot of different name changing going on. And in fact, at the end of the parasha, we see all the doros and all the names which we never knew before. Last week's parasha, of course, we have the names of the Shiftei Ka, Apam Oydali, the name of Yehuda, and the names of Naphtali, these beautiful, beautiful names, and we see there's a lot involved in naming. Now, I certainly realize that every name, everybody here, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, everybody's name who's here, were not named by themselves, were named by one of their family members. Yeah, because it would be very difficult the other way. So I do realize that, and generally if I've given this shiur before, so people have commented and said, why are you blaming me? It's not my fault, my parents chose my name. I understand that. That being said, the Gemara tells us in Barachos and Daf Ches Amud Beis that choosing a name is a very significant, and it is a lifelong spiritual decision that changes the abilities of a person, and the name is very important. The first says that the word shame comes from the word sham, place. It is the place where a person is. And that defines his place in the world. Right? Abram Yom Kodim Yitzias Avla, the Gemara says, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom decides a lot of different things. Where you're going to live, who you're going to marry, all these things. But your name has a lot to do with your place in the world. And therefore we have great significance to a name. The Baal Shem Tov is famous for saying the word shame has of course the word neshama in it, and a lot of other things as well. This is also based on the Yerushalmi. So, names are very important. And therefore, a person has to recognize in the future, Mirz Hashem, when you have the zchus of naming a baby, you'll take that very, very seriously. So I want to discuss a number of different aspects around names. And everybody here, I'm sure, has, I hope, some reason why they've been named what they were named. I'll just give you the idea. Generally what happens is, and this might be in most cases here in this audience, most of you were named for a family member, a deceased family member, unless you're Sephardi. Unfortunately, parents thought it wasn't important to come to this year. Yeah, okay. Generally, correct me if I'm wrong, certainly I know the Syrians do this, they name after living. And that's why you have a lot of continuing generations of Freds and these names that are generally considered to be Eddies, and then because of these old names, they come generation to generation, they continue. We have the different minhag, but the Ashkenaz only name after those that are deceased. And as we'll see, we're even careful potentially of naming for someone who died young, Rahman al Islam. So generally we're named for grandparents, we're named for great gedolim, right? People have the names, scary names, you know, named for the Chofetz Chaim, Yisrael Meir. Right? It's like a little bit crazy that a parent would do that, but yeah. So I have a son, Baruch Hashem, whose name is Aaron, named for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, my Rebbe. I was with great trepidation to name a child after my Rebbe, because I don't really think I was a Talmud. In my speech, I said it's being named B'schus, my father. My father was in the shir, so he was a Talmud. Me, I'm not so sure. So, yeah, with that. And then our last two kids, Baruch Hashem, we had nobody to name for, so we came up with our own names. Not even come up with our own names. We came up with names listed in the Tanakh. This caused a great deal of Agmas Nefesh. We had books and books. There are books that are published in this. We had a book, and actually when we had our most recent Avishai, that took us a long time. We're going through this book. So we said, you know what, we'll have a lot of time in the hospital because my wife normally takes a long time to give birth, so we'll do it then. So my wife gave birth in 15 minutes. So we had to think very quickly. Baruch Hashem, the bris is 8 days. You have a long time. So we were going around the circle. We didn't know. Avishai, for those that don't know, so Avishai is a beautiful, beautiful meaning. There's a beautiful sefer in the back of the Beis Medrash of the names of Tanakh and where they came from, what their sources are. So that helped me out a lot. I have to be honest with you, our son, the Grab Boaz, really also helped me in the name. because I told him the night before, we're between different names. What do you think? And he said he has to do Avishai, because Avishai means Avishai. Shai is a gift, and it's Hashem's gift, a gift from our father, which we are very much zeicha to be here in Eretz Yisrael. So the word Shiloh, Ramat Shiloh, the word Shiloh is also a gift. Comes from the word gift from our father, Shiloh, the gift that he gave. So I said, oh, we're living in Ramat Shiloh, Avishai, beautiful Yishkoyach. And our last son, son before that, is Yonatan, or really Yehonatan, spelled Hashem's name, Yud-Hei Natan, Hashem gave. So we thought that was also a beautiful name. What's his middle name? Yonatan Roi. So we did Roi because that's like real hardcore Israeli. But we also did it because Roi is the name of Roi Klein, the great hero with Mekadosh Shem Hashem, unfortunately, Rachman al-Islan, in death, where he had to, he jumped on a grenade and saved his entire platoon in Lebanon. And Roi is also Hashem Roi Echzar. Hashem Roi Echzar. That Hashem is our guide, He is our shepherd. And here, when we came to Eretz Yisrael, we wanted to give Hodor to the Rebbeinu Shalom as the first child in Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem gave us this great gift and has led us to this beautiful path. So we see that names are something that is very, very important. So we'll discuss a number of different things. If you don't remember, but 2 weeks ago we had this discussion, and therefore it becomes a springboard to Chukas HaAkom. What about those that have a Goyish name? We discussed last week, I had a very interesting case. My wife told me about a child that was born, her cousin, and her cousin's name was supposed to be Mordechai, and in English, Matthew. And I'm not sure why, but the rabbi, as he was naming the baby, he said, V'kar Shemo B'Yisrael, and they gave the name. He said, what about an English? What's the name going to be? And they said, Matthew. And he said, no way. No way, Matthew. Cannot be. And he did not allow the name to be, and he changed his name to Gary. That was okay, Gary. Not sure why, but Matthew, okay. So, I'll tell you the most famous of the famous stories. I'm sorry, I've taken now. I haven't even started yet. Can you stop calling? This is the most famous. No, I'm not going to pause. It's good. 7 minutes, just introduction. And here we go. This is the most famous of the famous stories. This is a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. This story is 100% true. Seems to be very untrue, but it is true. Here is the story. It happened in a certain shul. I'm not going to say in the community, but there are five towns attached to it. So. What? You missed it. It's okay. So. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya in the morning, they're naming a baby. And in this case, it is a girl, baby girl. And they're naming the baby in the father-in-law shul, in the Shver shul. And they go and they name the baby. And as davening starts, the father of the daughter, right, the grandfather of the baby, comes up to, I didn't ask for this, by the way, so if anybody wants to show us tonight, comes up to the baby and says, I'm sorry, comes up to the rabbi and says to the rabbi, Rabbi, I need your help with something. The baby's name, the crazy father, my son-in-law, has this crazy name for the baby. Please, you need to talk to him. It's crazy. So he says, I don't want to get involved. It's a Jewish name. I'm sure it'll be fine. No, Rabbi, please, you have to get involved here. So the rabbi goes and speaks to the boy, and the boy says, what are you talking about? It's a name, beautiful. You know, the rabbi doesn't think anything. He says, the father's not a shtickle crazy. Fine, okay. Fine. And now he gets the aliyah. And all of a sudden, the father-in-law runs up to the aliyah. Don't do it! Don't! This is in a modern Orthodox. Don't do it! Don't name it! Michal Yordena. They're called and go to the aliyah. Whatever. They're the same girl. Right? Michal Yordena. Michal. It's a Jewish, beautiful Jewish name. And everybody thinks the father-in-law, yeah, everybody thinks the father-in-law is crazy. Michal is a beautiful name. Yordena is a beautiful name. What's wrong? So everybody, you're Dana. Yeah. So everybody thinks he's crazy. Mamish, what's crazy? So everybody thinks his father-in-law's crazy, and the father-in-law says, you'll see, you go to the Kiddush. All you people go to the Kiddush. Can you imagine? Nightmare. Fine, at the Kiddush, he sits down, and suddenly he says, oh, I want to tell you a little bit about the name, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of people, there's been a lot of commotion. So let me explain to you the name. Beautiful Jewish name. One of the most amazing things happened on Thursday night to our family. And we wanted to show Hodah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And because of that, we've named the baby with the baby's name. On Thursday night, my team won four-peat, four times. And their leader, Michael Jordan, led them. And the Kavod Shemo B'Yisrael, I've named my daughter after Michael Jordan, Michal Yordena. Oh, so now everybody understood. Oh. So we see that names aren't so pashut. We see that it could be problematic. So Zuck, based on this, Zuck, the Igros Moshe, will be spending a lot of time with Moshe Feinstein this evening. But Moshe says, what about names, non-Jewish names? Im l'shanoit, shemot laz, l'shem l'shon ha-kodesh, l'kro, l'bita, al-shem, right? What do we do? Hine b'dover shemois, shelah, shekasafti, sh'af, shehu, dover, meguneh, ain't no usser. It's not an isser. We're talking about typical modern Orthodox, where you have an English name and a Hebrew name. Your name is Daniel, but your Hebrew name is Dov. Your name is Zachary, and your Hebrew name is something that has nothing to do with Zachary. Right? This seems to be very common. Where you have boys named Mamish, not related to each other at all. So he says, what do we do in this case? So he points out, as we pointed out a few weeks ago, that the Maharam Shik, we said, the Maharam Shik was very against this minhag of Goyish names, so much so, the Maharam Shik writes in his tshuva, my last name is Shik, which stands for Shame Yisrael Kodesh, to take away, to know that the last names, apparently his father or grandfather, changed his name to Shik, so that they should know the Shame Yisrael Kodesh, keep Jewish names, stop with these crazy names. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, B'nei Ashkenaz, we change the name, Migdoli Asfar, Harbe Shemos, Mishal Svar, Begam, had names that weren't Jewish names. For example, Rav Vidal. Vidal's not a Jewish name. What about Rabbi Shmuel? I could go through the list. How about the Rambam? Rav Moshe Ben? Maimon. Maimon ain't no Jewish name. Kinnirishu Shemlas. Right? So what are we going to say? These names are horrible names. These were people shouldn't have the names that they had. Lachain. It can't be. And therefore, B'Shat Toiv was asked this question about a specific child, you're going to have a child, it will be 100% mutter. This is a case where, let's say they want to name the son Alexander. Alexander? What a chutzpahdik name. No offense. So he says, what, how can you have a name like that? My father's name is Kloinimus. Kloinimus? Terrible name. No. Says Rav Moshe, you're being named for somebody from. You're named for your father, the grandfather, great. That's beautiful. The only title Rav Moshe has is the first time the person was named. For if you were actually named for Alexander the Great, because your father thought, wow, I saw that movie, that's great. I know somebody who named a child after, I'm not going to say, they named the child after a movie that they saw, and they said, oh, he is, she was, mom is giving birth while she was watching this movie, and she said, there's no Shiloh. She, it was ew. They weren't watching her. It was on TV, and she was. And she said, "I'm going to name the child after you know, like imagine, you know, the car show up, you saw Brad Pitt. You know, like that's what she decided. She's going to name it. Wasn't Brad the kid? That's what she decided. Mom is crazy. So, but in the case of an Alexander, so he's not. So the first, she says, the first person that names, that's going to be a problem. But subsequent to that, the first Michal Yordana that was named for that name, that's bad. But he doesn't have a problem with it. Uba leka shum tam, l'shum shame yeshvada l'vchor b'shem echad mi'anaviyim ha-tzadik. This many places can talk about. It is better when you get to decide your name, I know you didn't have your choice, to have a name from Navi. This is something that Rav Chaim Chanyevsky speaks about at length. Anybody that's ever had the mistake of going to Rav Chaim and ask if they can have a name that's not from Tanakh, apparently he rips you apart and says, no, you should only have Tanakh names. And even some Tanakh names he's totally against. So a person has to be extremely careful. That's according to Rav Chaim's Shita, Rav Chaim, right? That's what he says. Yeah?
What about people not named after names, just like things?
What? Yeah. Right. So the very common problem nowadays is that people are named the Israelis Mayan and Ilan and all these things. What? Right. So with all due respect, maybe this shouldn't go online. But with all due respect, Rav Usher just named his baby what?
Halel
Tiferet. It's a gorgeous name, but it's not a, right. Halel is not named for Hillel, and it's not a Tanakh name anyway. So why not? Why can't you? And Rav Uri, what's Rav Uri's daughter's name? Brian Maman Razli. So again, I'm not paskening against. Rav Moshe clearly here says it's better to have a Tanakh name. We thought about this a lot because we thought of other names. I'm telling you what some point. Many rabbis say it's fine. What's the big deal, right? This is very popular today to have these names like Mayan and. But other people say, why you name yourself after a tree? What are you doing? Right? And the question is, well, what about animals? I'm named Dov. My name is Dov. I could big Machar Shachar. I don't have a Tanakh name. Dov Menachem. Right? Menachem is named for, you know, with all due respect, even Menachem is not in Tanakh. Right? Menachem Mendel is not in Tanakh. So, what? Benachanami. Of course. I'm not talking about that. So, Ravisha says, come on, do me a favor. So, let me tell you something. Where is... go through all the great rabbanim, Rav Ashi, Ravina. I'm saying, whatever the first names, right? So you had Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov in the Gemara. Is that how many times they have Rabbi Yaakov in the Gemara? Go to all the other names, as I said to you before, Rav Ashi, Rabbi Akiva, right? Hillel, Shammai. These are not. So that was bad. What happened over there? So I'm not saying it has to be mamish like that. Again, you could also go through. You go to some of the great. Okay. Well, come Yisrael Kamoisha, we say Rav Moshe Fein, Rav Moshe had a name, so it turned out pretty well for him, right? He was like the Moshe Rabbeinu of America. I'm saying Lahavdil, but he was. Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe, this is the same with the Rambam. The Rambam also. These were names that were, okay. Again, I could go to some other poskim that don't have that name, right? So, I don't know. I think of it, just look over a second. Rav Eliezer Waldenberg. So you say you go back to Eliezer, his name for Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Oh, is that so good? Right? Right. Rav Moshe is good. Hugger. I don't know, do you know Huggers? I know a Nimrod. When I used to work in the Ministry of Defense, I met a Nimrod. His name was Nimrod, the red guy. Yeah. Right. Hi, my name is Asa. Yep. Who knows? So comes along Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says that it's better not to have names. It's better to have names of Tanakh, but if you're naming it for a loved one, there's no problem with that. He says, "Hey, what? Yeah." He says, and now I'm on the 1, 2, 3, 4, where it starts with Vinei Be'etzem, the fourth paragraph of number 1. Vinei Be'etzem Lamatzina. What about Kigon Rapapa, Rav Zivid, Mar Zutra? Right? Go on. These are not names from the Tanakh, and they did very well for themselves. So he says it's not Usser. We're not saying it's Usser, and therefore a person naming it so that they have this special shefa, this special connection to that loved one. Listen, there are some Chassidish Rabbanim who say that unless you have the complete name, even some Ashkenazi Rabbanim, we have this question, right? So let's say all my children are named for two people, right? So let's say Yaakov, my first son Yaakov Chaim, is named for my grandfather, the one we're dedicating this year to, Yaakov Yitzchak, and happens to be my other grandfather was Yaakov Kapp. And Chaim is for my wife's grandfather, right? So how does that work with Shefa? How does that work exactly? Right? How does it work if you have an Aaron Mordechai, whose name for Aaron Salvation, again, Mordechai, my wife's other grandfather? How does that work? So there's some Chassidish Rabbanim say it doesn't work at all. Nothing. You've done nothing. Right? Unless you have the exact name, they don't have that same Shefa, that same, I don't even know what that is, but that electricity is, you know, when you play the game of tag and you have electricities, right? So you have this, it's called that's a shefa. That's connection. It's taking the fork and putting it into the 220 volt. Oh, you get the connection. It's not a good connect. Don't do that. But I did it once. So, but that's a connection. And if you but if the electricity is not working, so that's what we're saying. There's no shefa. Another say, what do you mean? As long as you have in mind, this is something, I'll tell you a quick story from Rabbi Neuberger. When we were naming my daughter, and we didn't know we would only have one girl. So my first daughter we named for my, we'll tell you in a moment who gets to decide on names. This is also a lot of fun, the husband or the wife. So my wife let me name my first son. I let her think that. And then we had a daughter. Second was a daughter, Baruch Hashem. I said, it's your job. You can do whatever you want now. So she says, I want to name it after my mother. My father's mother. Her name was Pesha. We both agreed that Pesha was not the most lovely name in the world. So therefore, we tried to look for a derivative of Pesha. So Pesha is actually Yiddish. Pesha is Yiddish for Batya. Batya was Bat Paro. Batya's name in Hebrew would have been Batsheva. Where did I find that? Some book I found it in. Fine. Sounded good to us, so we named it Bat Sheva. Sheva is really Sheva. Bat Sheva, the whole thing. So I called Rabbi Neuberger. He said, does this thing work? This whole razzle-dazzle thing I just told you. So I said, Rabbi Neuberger, listen. I said, we got the whole problem here. I said, we have my wife's grandmother's name was Pesha, and we don't like the name Pesha. He's like, oh, really? That's my wife's name. I'm like, well, Rabbi, we named the first one after you. It's Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger. I said, we have a Yaakov. I said, we can't do everything. Yeah, I felt really bad. But so he said, Rabbi Neuberger said, listen, as long as you have in mind when you're naming the baby to be named after the grandma. So what's, there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's fine, it's fine. And her second name is Tzipora, after my grandmother. Okay, so that's, you can't go that far. So he says the same thing over here, Rav Moshe. L'chem Yisrael, amunah she'igal v'ratzu l'shi'iyah nikarim shem Yisrael, ha'noigim b'hakbet sh'lo yishonu et shemam, lo yishinu yitran. This is what we said to you. Last, this is Mamash Parsha, we just read yesterday. So beautiful, by Shlomo Frischman, was the idea of Shalem. Shalem, when we first see Shalem, is by Yaakov Avinu. We said last week that Shalem was Shilo Shimam Shimam Levush. I'm sorry, Shinam was Shame Lashon and Malbush. That they didn't change their names, their language, and how they dressed, and that started with their names. So you should have a Jewish name, okay? It's a famous pilpul by the Poskim about changing names. What about, I'm sorry, name changing if you had, God forbid, a case where somebody died young, right? So we had this in my own family, so we didn't know, most of the children we had, we didn't know if they were boys or girls. So when we were thinking about it, so I had a dream, I thought I would have, Baruch Hashem, I have four boys and one girl, so I thought I had at least one of those four boys would be a girl. So we always were waiting, nothing. Okay, it was all boys. So we always were thinking, when you're thinking of names, so we always had, the girl's name was like, from child number two, after Batsheva was born, so we knew, after my grandmother, Chana Lifsha, so we knew it was going to be a Chana. For sure, Chana, no problem. So the second name, my wife wanted to name Dina, Chana Dina. Why Chana Dina? Because Dina, she had a friend, Nebuchadnezzar Aleinu, who died of cancer very young. Died in her 30s of cancer. So the Shaila was, are you allowed to do that? We were talking about Shefa. So here it's not such a positive Shefa because she died young. So Rav Moshe comments on this. Rav Moshe, in another tshuva, Rav Moshe says, Ava lo yodua b'meis o mitaso, kishelo haya zakein be'ezah shanim, shayach, so it would be appropriate, lahachshiv shehu raya mazla, bad mazel. It's bad mazel to who, right? Sometimes we think that mazel is a, we really believe in mazel, we believe in this. So he says the high, for example, Shmuel HaNavi v'Shalom HaMelech, Chaya Raknun Beshana, V'Ragil Notovi B'Yosel Koshema. But you never heard of anybody named Shmuel before, never heard of anybody named Shlomo before, they died young, right? So why not? For him Cain, Efshe Shalom Nichshav Raya Mazal, so maybe it's not a bad mazel, Klal, V'Mesa, Mitoso, Im Sawyer, so maybe it's not bad, but maybe this is different, these Mitzadikim, they was a predestined for that Sitkus that they only live, whatever it might be. Aval Nira Deim Yishana Hashem B'Mixas Kilfi HaNikra, right? Achoseinu Ein Shuv Kveda. So if the name was, he gives examples, Yeshaya Yeshayahu, right? If you change it a little bit, so everybody will know that you want on one hand to have the Shefa, but on the other hand, not the bad part, not the Raisa Mazla, the bad Mazla. And therefore says Rav Moshe that it will be Mutter. So he says Yeshaya Sheetzleinu Al Shem Hanavi. Right, those types of differences. By the way, two other things, interesting things about names. One is my name, and it's not consistent. So I had this Shiloh by Yonatan. Should I name him Yonatan, or the way the Tanakh names him? Tanakh's name is Yehonatan, Hashem's name, Yud He. Should it be with the hay or not? So it's a big pilpul in the different, I think what Chaim Kanyevsky has this, is that maybe it's better not to name it Dafka after the Navi himself, because it's a little bit haughty. It's a little bit gaivadek. To say, I'm going to be with Hashem's name, Yehoyunatan, Yehoyunasan. I don't know. That's what some say. And they say, oh, it's consistent with the other Shita. And that is, what about crazy people in this world? I don't know if anybody here has a name of Tzvi, a name of an animal, right? Chutzpah, who would have a name of an animal? What's your human name?
Aryeh.
Oh, Aryeh. So yeah, what's your human name?
Wolf.
Wolf, right. So I'm Dov Menachem. So here's the Shaila by Dov. Is Dov spelled Chaser Mole? Is it spelled Dalad? Dalad Vav? Vet? Or Dalad Vet with a, you know, smoochik on the top? So some people say, Dafka, you shouldn't, because you don't have this Raisa Mazla. It shouldn't be that I'm like a real dove, that I'm like a bear, right? So therefore, how does the Torah spell dove? So you have to look, you have to check, right? So we say that it should be, right? So it should be Mole. So my name is written Mole, right? So I once had this conversation with Rav Chaim Cohen. Rav Chaim Cohen's a great Toysik. He's a dayan for Breuers, the head dayan for Breuers, a great Chosha Mishpat Poisek. He's also the very interesting Breuers, as you know, is like totally German, and he is a Ger Chassid. He's from Brooklyn. He's an unbelievable person. So one time I went to his house on Purim. I was told to go there on Purim because on Purim he gets drunk, and he tells you like it is. And we always wondered really how, you know, if he really believed in the, he's living in Tina. Like, what, he's going to have to say some really interesting stuff. Fine. So he came and he said some interesting stuff. He says, you're the guy with the weird name, right? Daniel Dove. What's your name really? So I said, Dove. Ooh, never get divorced. I go, what? He says, Dove, you spelled with a mole? With a vav? Oh, yeah, yeah. You have big problems with gittin, because with a vav, not a vav, you're looking to say you're gittin. I don't know. So I was like, what was going on? So then I guess I got upset, because a dove means somebody that has a temper, like a bear. So I got upset, and I said, it was good enough for the rav of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. Spells it with a mole. He says, don't bring me a raya from the Rav. So I was like, oh, go ahead, here it comes, go ahead, speak against YU. Yeah. No, he's just like, I'm a Hasidish guy, I don't want to, that's what he said. Yeah, in the Beis Halevi, okay, fine. So comes along, Rav Moshe, and says that if you had a name of somebody, Pashin, he doesn't even say to change it. So in this case, I told you the case of Dina, so she had two names. I forgot what it was. Let's say it was Dina Miriam. So if you're only doing one of the names, so you're already showing the difference. And it's a second name anyway. Nobody even knows what most people's second names is, right? I didn't know you were Wolf. Yeah. What's, yes, Yosef Wolf.
Is there a problem with Yehonatan? Is there any problem with Yehuda?
He's a hard.
Yeah.
Anything a lot of
names. No. It's not the names with. Correct what you're saying. It's not that it has Hashem. I'm not talking about because of Hashem's name, not because of Hordi, because it has Hashem's name. But we know that there's. I'm calling it Malei Chaser, but that's not really what it is. But there's ways of writing it, right? Most people whose names are Yonatan, not Yehonasan. That's Miuchad, right? So there's certain names. I'm not saying Shlomo with this. Right, other names like that, so that's a Shiloh. I mean, right, Daniel, like I have my name, in, unfortunately, now in Israel, so Daniel, I always get called up. I just had this a few weeks ago. Somebody called me up to the Torah, Yamo, Daniel. I go, no, Dov Menachem. Daniel, Dov Menachem. No, just Dov Menachem. Dov Menachem, Daniel. No, Dov Menachem, enough. So, anyway, so some people write a smidget. They write, you know, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Aleph, Lamed. I don't think there's a little bit much. When we write Daniel, we're not referring to the Shem Hashem. I think it's pushing it a little bit. I'm not just me, I don't say that. A lot of people can say that. So here we see what Moshe says, as long as it's changed slightly differently, so then it would be mutter. So the reason why I said I'm not consistent is because on one hand, I didn't change it, right? On the right? On one hand, you want to pick that up thing? On one hand, I didn't change it. On the other hand, with the name of Dov, so again, I use it mole, where in the Torah I think it's chaser. Fine. Next, yes, honey.
What about naming after like a grandparent? Like they're like a Russia.
Beautiful. You have to give me a moment. I believe we're going to get to that. Am I wrong?
Who's a Russia?
The grandparent. This is the famous thing. This is another question of Rav Moshe. I think we'll get to it, but maybe not. I'll just say it outside. Rav Moshe there says, what?
Before I ask the title, I don't
know. Right, I'm not sure either. Yeah, but here, no. Yeah, it is right. No. So here's another Shiloh, very good question, right? That's a famous question. So now the baby's born, and the father says you have to name it after your grandfather. It has a normal name. Right? His name is whatever, right? Name it after him. What?
Bernie Mae.
Okay, fine. So let's say his name is Baruch. So you say, name it after Baruch. Baruch. No. So then you're like, oy, oy, oy. That's horrible. I don't want to name him Baruch after Bernie Mae. So Rav Moshe was asked this question. He said the person was a Rasha, and they wanted to name it. So it was Yaakov, I believe the name was. So he said, it was Moshe, sorry. So he says, name it after. So when you're naming the baby, think of Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Ravinu. Just to have in mind, that's what we said before. Have in mind the right person. People are going to know. He's going to say, oh, come on, his name is for Bernie. Bernie's not, you know, we shouldn't name him for Bernie Madoff because he's not dead yet. But, no. So, but, yeah, or think of the great Gadol's name, whose name was Moshe. Think, where Moshe finds him? So the same thing, I guess, would be over there. You would be able to do it. Even the person with Mamash or Russia, you'd be able to do it. Now, not in the sense of, you're going to go ahead and name your child after Mamash, right? You're going to name yourself Yasser, you know, Yasser, after Yasser Arafat. I'm thinking of another Yasser. This is probably a good Yasser. That you can't do. But it's a shame Tanakh, that's fine. What?
Yishmael
is not very popular. You can name him for Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elisha.
I teach your name is son Yishmael.
What?
I teach your name is son Yishmael.
Really?
Yeah.
A Jewish teacher?
Kind of Jewish.
Wow. I never heard that in my life.
For religious reasons, Marv was like,
yeah, Yishmael. It's a beautiful name.
She thought that.
But you go through some of these names of Tanakh. They're, that's why, like, there's so many names of Tanakh. You think about it. But I'm saying one of our names that we really wanted to name is I always get shaken when I hear last week in the parsha Yehuda. Apam oydeli. Why don't you give me so much? You gave me too much. Okay, I think it's such a beautiful, right? All the names are such beautiful names. Okay, so yeah, Bilal Zilpah, it's not so popular. Okay. Who gets to pick the name? Oh, baby. Who gets to pick the name? Fight. Big fight. What? Ah, oh, very good. No pun intended. Okay. Hinei v'davar v'lad shenado sheni yomim acher leidaso v'yata noilad v'lad sheni lorichem v'shanim v'teina ha'eim she'azuchut sheyesh la l'fnei minag ha'oilam she'oilad rishon yikra b'shreim mimi she'rotzehi b'mishpacha. So who gets to decide the name? So he says, "Pashulina daiti shead tzadik ata levad she yoter noite she yanofel ela." I feel. Oh, this is a sorry. This is a different case. The case is like this, right? And the case is that Nebuch lo aleinu, the baby, the first baby died. So the baby didn't live very long. The baby was named. The baby died. So now, who gets to name the second baby? Do we start from the beginning or again? So he writes the ode Nira Lenias Daisi Benoilad. What? Yeah, well, Benoilad Tumim. If you had twins, Umisha Yirta Risho Nachla Benidche Milato VeHasheni Hayabari VeNimal Bizmano Shisham Vlad Hasheni Nikra Techilo Hashem Shayech La. Right. So he says that who gets to decide? The woman gets to decide the first. Now this is not consistent necessarily with Tanakh, because we see different things in Tanakh. Sometimes the right. Let's talk about Yitzchak. Who named Yitzchak? Yitzchak is the first child that was named. Yeah. No. Rivka. No.
Doesn't the angel tell you'll name your kid
Yitzchak? Yeah. What? So Yitzchak, you have right, Yaakov, the Torah, right? When Hashem decides, it's a problem, because we that doesn't work unless you know the husband's going to come down and say, I had a dream last night. But so look in the parasha this week. Last week I'm saying all the shifteka, right? Hapam oydeli. That wasn't Yaakov. So that usually the, so he says here, yeah, that's what would happen. Now so again, he gives the case of what happens when you have a boy that's named first. Sorry, a boy who's born first, and the girl's born second, but the boy is obviously having a bris milah later, and the girl's going to be named first. Oh. It's good by the name? And goes, no, Ramesh says it goes who's named first. Sometimes the father wants a dafka name. Listen, the obvious answer here is don't fight. Try to do whatever. It's a minhag ha'makom. So sometimes, yeah, unfortunately, you have this. What?
You're really pushing in the end of the day. So maybe the woman's able to reach that.
Could be.
Won't be able to?
No, it's not like that.
So he writes, "Avah b'hai b'zchus l'kriyas Hashem di'ika l'hasim v'vlad harishon tu mitzad minug oisam hamakom v'ada yesh." Right? There's a minug hamakom, whatever that happens to be. So he doesn't say necessarily what that is. So again, as I told you, some say yes, some say that it's the woman's zchus. I mean, she's the one who really had the baby. I mean, the husband says, "You ever see those emails? I like to report the birth of a healthy baby boy. We're doing fine. You're doing fine. What did you do? You know, you drove her to the hospital. Shkoyach. Come on." And there, in the next source, Rabbi Yoimer says this: "V'chein Nishal Edos Ruven Shenolad Lo Bein Bechor V'Rotzel Lekroso Al Shem Aviv." As the Sfardim do, this is Rabbi Yoimer, source number 4. V'Ishto Ruven Rotzel Lekro Al Shem Avia Biduka U'Bnei Ahavas Hashalom Hiskim Ruven La'anol Vakeshel Ishto Ella Sheshal Im Ein Bazeh Mishum Zilzul Bechvod Aviv. This guy's Nebuch, he's whipped by the wife and he does whatever the wife says. So he says, I don't want to start a fight. You want to name it after your father? Name it after your father. But isn't that a Zilzul of Kavod? Again, the Sfardim name after the fathers. So you have two fathers. You got Murray and Eddie. Right? Right? So you got Murray and Eddie. So really the kid's name is supposed to be Eddie, but the wife said, name it after my father Murray. Knew he wants it to be named Murray. So she said, name it Murray. But it's not fair to Eddie, because Eddie has a schus. Isn't it a lack of kibbutz of aim? Because I don't even know where this comes from that we name for the... Where does this come from, this whole minhag of naming for the... Because I don't know that we name in this way. It's a minhag ba'alma. So he says he's not sure. The nimsa shalom nikra shem aviv b'yisrael, the karasa shem hu inyon gada. We said that before. She'ain raya ledavar, zocher ledavar. Why? Mechuyav dekoyav. So he says about the zocher ledavar. Gam shamati mi mori v'rebi hamiir einai chacham harav. So on and so forth. Haram, this I guess who Rav Avadi learned by, Ram Mizrahi, Baal Sefer Priya, and it's She'amar B'Shem Hazal, Ki Shnei B'nei Aaron Nadu V'Aviyu, Nikrol Al Shem Ha'orim Shel Aaron HaKoyin. I never knew this until I saw this. B'chai Ha'orim, Aide Kamasibos, right, so he gives different reasons, and he says, this, don't, you Ashkenazim are going to say, what a chutzpah, naming after alive people? No, it's real stuff. That's what he says. Okay. That Aaron HaKohen's Nadav and Aviyu were named for their parents. That's what he says. And he explains why. Yes, I know what happened to them. L'chora ola al date loma she'adim ha'me'ishes. He says he thinks that the wife should get to decide the name. He quotes the name of the Yam Shal Shlomo, Zikni Rav Menachem, Sion Hayalo Lebein, Shem Aviv Rav Meir, V'shem Chamiv Rav Uri V'haya. So he says he didn't know what to do. There was a machlokes. So what do they do? Both of them have the name Meir and Uri are both Shem Shal Or. So name him Chanukah. No, V'gam Uri Haya Husha Or. Imkei Yiskim Shneim to have a name that is similar to both Meir and Uri are very very similar. Okay, so we see that there is a codified minhag to have a child named for an alive parent. This is, of course, not Minagashas, and we stay really far away from this. So much so that my name was supposed to be Menachem Dov, but because my uncle's name is Nachman Dov, my grandparents felt that was too close to each other. And it's like a mazel ra to be named for somebody that's still alive, and therefore I had to be named Dov Menachem, even though I'm named for two of my great grandfathers, one of which was a Kohen, Menachem Mendel, and therefore the Menachem should come first, because I was named Dov Menachem, it really should be Menachem Dov.
Why did they call it
modern Orthodox? What? Chabad? No. Menachem Mendel. This is before the Menachem Mendel. The bells right there. Okay. Then the last shaila I'm going to ask, and we'll end with this, is the shaila about the famous shaila about when do you name a girl? This is very very interesting. I think we'll do this very quickly, and that's the final thing. The Sitzel Yezer of Yezer Warrenberg says, when do we name the girl? The Tami Ben Hagim says, Sham Shino L'Acher Bein, Ein L'Kro Hashem Kodem Chamishim Yom. Shavei Chamishim Yom. Wow, that's a long time. So, again, there's a lot of different minhagim which we're going to see. Generally, the first minhag that a lot of people know is the first Kriyas HaTorah, you have to name the girl. Some people say, no, you should wait till Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is a lot of people there, and there's some sort of chodah you're giving when you're naming the baby, and you're making an announcement. So, generally on Shabbos, there are more people in shul. Then there's this minhag of waiting 50 days, which is quoting the Sefer Minhagim. The B'nai Yisoschar says, L'krola Shem Techa B'Kriyas HaTorah Samuch. Again, different minhagim, different strokes for different folks. There's no problem in general for doing it. So here he quotes the Shailos of Chuvas van August. Rav Sternbach says as follows: Lo shemati bizeh zman mivur v'yeish nogim b'kriyas haTorah rishona. There are those that do the kriyas haTorah rishona, and there are great gedolim who say that's what you should do. V'nira the adif b'Shabbos. Shas meforsim tfei she'atzibur gadol v'nimsa az b'beis hakaneses. A lot of people will be there, and they'll hold the name. And that's a good thing to do. Okay. And then he writes what you said, which was the last thing I wanted to get to, was about the Shem Rishoyim. So he says, I think, B'muvur m'sachal l'rishoyim aval nira d'haynu sham mishuna k'mo d'oig v'avshalom v'kadoyme mitzad aval Im Hashem Avram Yaakov Moshe VeAaron Kadome Af Hasaba Mitkaven B'Shem Zeh Shel Nechdai. So you should think of Avram Avinu. You should think of Yaakov Avinu. But if it's a very miyuchadik name, so that could be a question. So to name him Bernie, everybody's going to know Bernie. So that might be a problem. This is what Rav Sternbach says.
But you're saying that you have to think of. Only
for name Aaron, right. He says, if it's not a Shem Yuchad, he says, if it's Avshalom, so everybody knows Avshalom. Avshalom is talking about the grandfather. Avshalom was a Rasha. That's not appropriate. But then he writes, Omnam Avshal Hosif Lo Ot Shem Lebracha. So therefore, he can be named Avshalom Moshe. So then it would be okay, because again, as we said before, it's not the same name. The bottom line is, and this is source number 7, the Kaf HaChaim, says, Hamiriva Vabais Hayolet Goyrim Sakona Levlad. The bottom line is, anybody who's fighting in the house when a baby is just born is the worst form of fighting, right? As we know, shlusha shutzim ba'adam, when there is shechina shayir in the house, when there's no fighting, there the Rabbanu Shalom greets us. And the moment when the baby was born, where we want the shechina to be shayirish in the makom, and you're not, that's oiva voilu. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Therefore, everything that we're saying here is all what we call somewhat hypothetical. In the case of, we know it's going to cause great fights, so sometimes Shalom Bayis will override even a minhag. Even what we saw in the name of the Abiya Omer, where it seems that the husband should get the schus, and even out it could be a bittel in Kibbut Av HaEim, still to listen to the wife in this case was more important. Again, it's not a codified din that you have to follow the father. Obviously, I would assume, I didn't see this in print, but I would assume that if you're the grandfather, your father says to you, I'm ordering you, you must name the child Snuffleupagus. Whatever you do, you must do it. So you don't have to listen to your father in that case. I'll keep it out of aim, Mishan Midaraisa. So then you don't have, there's certain things that they can't force you to do. So that's one thing. Okay, even if it's normal, if he says, you know, I heard that so-and-so, a great rub just died, it would be a great schus. Thank you very much, Daddy, but we want a name for this. A lot of times parents like to do that. I was once at a bris, and they named the baby, and that was next to some of the family members, and the father says, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like that. Like, that's really not.
That's messed up.
Oftentimes it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you have the name of the baby and the father that is crying to see, wow, chusam misholish, b'neiver lo yinatek, that you see this connection from generations here. My father passed away and he didn't have a name for many, many years, and now, oh, the Karishim of Yisrael, now there's another Moshe. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So we should be zarecha to understand that we all have very, very special names. Sometimes if you want to do a little research, there should be a class here on this, because I certainly have no talent in doing this. But I've often found that people who have certain names, I even think myself, I'm a little bit like this. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But my name is Dov Menachem. So sometimes I can be a really tough person. But at the end of the day, Menachem, I'm consoling. I'm nice. I have a neshama and I care for people. But I am a little bit, I come off sometimes a little bit strong. So I think my name does have significance to it. So I wonder if you guys sat for a few minutes and thought about what your name is and what you should be doing, you could see that it could be very, very special, the names that Rabbanu Shalom gave you. Again, we'll just end with what we started with. The Baal Shem Tov says that the name Shem is from neshama. It's your neshama. It's your place. Rav Hirsch says it's your place, your makam. Shem is a place. So the Rabbanu Shalom is something very, very special. As you said, you get Ruach HaKodesh when you name, so there's something very special about it. We don't know. You were given the name for whatever reason it is. It's something very, very special, and you should take it with the utmost significance.